206-1529.
You probably know some people. I don't say this critically, but I say this as a fact, a reality. There are many people that stay on the same level all their lives. You know why? Their thinking keeps them there. When's the last time you had a new thought or a fresh thought? A thought that you didn't have to beat the dust out of because you've been thinking it for the last 20 years. That's sometimes the issue. Don't get mad at me now. Especially as we age gracefully, your thinking can remain the same as it was 30 years ago. Well, you know, God don't change. Well, that's God. No, he ain't gonna change. He's outside of time, but everything in time changes. That's one thing you are certain of: today, tomorrow, and every day change. And either we are changed, or either we change, or we are changed by the change. This is a fascinating generation because this is a technical generation. You know, we weren't brought up with cell phones, a lot of us. You know, To harness those frequencies and be able to, we didn't know nothing about that. You got on the landline, and as you was in the country, you had to wait on the operator. You might pick up and hear the neighbor on there. Now everybody got their own private line anywhere. Amen. Many people stay on the same level in their life, all their life, and it's because their thinking keeps them there. I challenge people all the time, try a new restaurant. Stop going to McDonald's. Eat the same thing every day, the same way at the same time, the same amount, till bored self. and your life exudes it. You're a robot. Now, yeah, I ain't got nothing against discipline, but get what I'm getting at. Tell somebody, think young. Get a fresh thought. Try something different. I'm not talking about doing something sinful or foolish or living above your means. I don't mean that. I mean just you got to trigger this. Because it's not the size of your brain, it's the size of your thoughts. You may not speak English very well, even though you're English. No, that's your first language, but it's not the size of your vocabulary. It's the size of your thoughts. Tell somebody, it's time for me to upgrade. Practice. Tell somebody, practice. Encouraging yourself. Look at them again. Tell them, stop. Belittling yourself. You are what you think you are. You keep belittling yourself, you're going to think you're little, insignificant, no importance, no impact. You'll think that. Look at this. Look at this principle. You are what you think you are. If you will think more of yourself, there will be more of you. Ought to make y'all pay for that one. You are what you think you are. And if you would grab a new thought about you, think more about you and you will find there's more of you. See, capacity is a state of mind. When you think you can't do any more or do something any better or go any further, it's just a state of mind. Sometimes people shoot themselves in the foot. They miss their blessing because they think they can't handle it. It's a state of mind. Because the more you think you are, the more you become. It's your thinking. God didn't make you puny and insignificant. He made you to shine. He made you to be the head and not the tail. But you got to start somewhere, and that's what you're thinking. Tell somebody, practice encouraging yourself. Let me give you a definition of upgrade. Before I do, tell somebody, I'm upgrading right now. The word upgrade is Merriam-Webster Dictionary. You can find it in there. It means to increase, rise. It means improvement. It means to make something better by including the most recent information or improvements. I want you to hold that definition. It means to make something better by including the most recent information or improvements. The most recent information or improvements. Every day in this technical world that we live in, there are improvements made. Tell somebody, you got to stay up with it. You got to keep up with it. See, that's where latter generations kind of, if we're not mindful, can be left out. Because there wasn't a whole lot of technical changes, you know, from the black and white TV to the color TV. You know, there were changes, but we've entered into a time now where knowledge has been increased, accelerated. Tell somebody, keep up. Come on, we can't just sit on our porch in the rocking chair, you know, with the straw in our mouth. There's some things we need to keep up with. Tell somebody, keep up. We don't have to be, nerds, you know, techno people, but we can still keep up. There are better ways to do things than we've been doing it. You got to always have that mindset. How can I do something better? If you don't think you can do it better, you can't. But the moment you ask yourself, how can I do it better? Your brain starts working to show you ways to do it better. People speak negatively about things, but when you speak positively about it, your brain kicks in and begins to show you other things. People remain the same or on the same level all their life because their thinking keeps them there. We've done it this way all my life. Why should I change it now? Because it ain't never worked. You just used to it not working. My dad, bless his soul, in his garage, he had stuff. It wasn't junky, but he had stuff that he kept just down. All the way down, almost time of the Depression. See, they had different issues to deal with back then that we never had to deal with. So they're mine. You know, he had to sell peanuts at one time. You know, he and his two brothers slept in a room. They had no heat. You know, and their dog, Jerry, slept with them. And, you know, they'd find dogs in the apartment complex frozen. It was so cold. So they struggled. They had to hustle. So everything meant something. You know, you could buy something for a nickel. People don't care nothing about change today. We're going to a cashless society. So it's the card. Very few people care anything about change today. But because of that, he had this box of nails in the garage. The nails were older than me. Almost old as him. But his mind was, you know, you never know when you might need them. That if you hit that nail, it might break. It'll break on you. The mindset. Sometimes we're like that. We're set on something and our thinking doesn't change. When upgrade means something has been made better, but we have to include the most recent information or improvements. It also means to choose to have or use something more modern or useful. To get something that is better than you had originally. It also means to raise the quality of. You know, I have a set. I don't remember when we bought these, but we bought a set of Encyclopedia Britannica. Some of y'all know that. Some of y'all know, what is that? At the time, it was just all the information that you could possibly get. You know what I mean? If you wanted some information. This morning, I asked Alexa a question. Alexa, when was Coca-Cola established? Without having to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and search, Alexa said Coca-Cola was established in 1892. By then, she went all with the details. So thank you, Alexa. Technology. I could have broke out the Britannica. It's been about a half an hour searching, you know. Getting the dust off of them. Why do that when I could upgrade? Alexa, tell me. Someone's acquired, accumulated all this information for us to have it at our fingertips, but yet we pulling out the Britannica. Look at somebody hard and tell them, you better upgrade. Coca-Cola was established in 1892. I want to show you something here, important. The Coca-Cola Company, I said this in the first service, anywhere I've gone in the world, in the jungles, you find Coke bottles. You'll find Coke. You might not find a can of Coke. You might not find a liter of Coke, but you will find the bottle. It might be decades old, but you'll find a bottle that the cap, where you had to have a bottle cap opener. But you'll find Coca-Cola. And some of them Coca-Cola is probably the real Coke, the real Coca. That's what it was made for. It was made when they made it, when they first started manufacturing, it was made to give you a little boost. You drink the Coke and then like you ready to go. The Coca. Coca-Cola. Then they started to water it down. But was it right? What? I just had a Coke. Going to get me a Coke. You know something about Coca-Cola? They continue to resell you and I. I don't drink Coke, but they resell Coke to society. It's been around since 1892, but it's still on the shelves of Publix, Winn-Dixie, and it's very popular. Pepsi can't touch it. Coke is everywhere. I guarantee you it is everywhere. Coke. Why? They continue to resell you and I on Coke. Go to the movies. What kind of commercials? Somewhere you're going to find a Coke commercial. Waiting on your favorite movie to come with Coca-Cola. They resell Coca-Cola. They have commercials from way back in the day. You know where technology wasn't what it is today. Black and white. But they're drinking Coke at the Greasy Spoon little restaurant. You know, with the jukebox playing over there, they put on their favorite song and pull out a Coke, a bottle. Right? Down through the generations, they have resold it to you and I, Coca-Cola. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.